Third week, second day. Power in love and joy. The inevitable result of every loving action is joy. The inevitable result of every joyous action is power. The inevitable result of every powerful action is glory. For man rejoices in beholding the glory of God's perfect expression. For man knows there is no material action, that all action is spiritual. And the expression or objectification of this spiritual activity gives man infinite joy and infinite happiness. For man is the true perception of the true activity, which is love. And he rejoices in the beauty of God's perfect spiritual activity. Man does not have concern for himself, for love is the only motive power. And love circulates all of God's ideas in perfect combinations, in perfect regularity, and in perfect sequence. All are one in the body of Christ Jesus. Every member in particular is God's and performs in his image and likeness. Now, this moment, man reflects every capacity of God in all its power and in all its glory, in all its wholeness, in all its perfection. Man does not express himself, but rejoices in witnessing the joyous expression of God through him and through others. He realizes the infinite unity of the body of Christ, for he is the unresisting witness of God's imperishable glory. Nothing can prevent man from expressing the power and glory of God. Nothing can prevent man from rejoicing at the power and glory of God as expressed in others. Nothing can prevent man from seeing all God's perfect and joyous ideas mingling in beautiful and harmonious combinations. For love is the power that circulates all God's ideas, and love is omnipotent, for love is God. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.